1 John chapter 2. We'll begin reading this night at verse 18. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 18. The Bible says, "Little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now are many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not of us." Praise the Lord. I want to preach tonight just a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought. It's all, we've already run all around it tonight. Preach on this thought, God's little children. Amen? God's little children. You know, tonight, if you're saved, you've been born again, you're one of God's little children. You're one of His, one of His own. And He tells us here in the text tonight, as we read, He says, little children. Now, if you'll notice, if you'll go through and look, and I think if I counted right, I counted about 9 times that John speaks here expressly to God's little children. You know who He's talking to tonight? He's talking to you and I. Amen. God's little children. If you've been born again tonight, praise God, you're just lifting up your head. Say, glory be to God, I'm one of God's little children. Amen. Hey, nobody can do nothing about that. Nobody can take that away from you. It don't matter if it higher lifts the devil and everybody around him. Praise God, you're still one of God's little children. And boy, we just ought to praise God and just rejoice because God counts us as one of His.
Yeah.
Amen. And he said in the last times, the last days which we live, right now, praise God, in His presence, He said there's a lot of Antichrist in this world. Amen. Yeah. Those that don't believe on Lord Jesus Christ, they don't accept the Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to say, praise God, I'm glad I ain't one of those.
Amen.
Amen. He said those that were Antichrist, He said they went out from us. And the reason they went out from us is because they weren't one of us. Amen. I thank God tonight, God put me somewhere, but He brought me into something, praise God, that I became a part of.
Amen.
I became a member of, praise God, and they can't nobody separate that from me but me. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen?
I'm the one that can pull me out of that. And praise God, I ain't about it. I'm not Brother Lex. Brother Rex, I like what I'm a-getting.
Amen.
And it's a-getting better all the time. Amen. I'm glad I'm not a part of this bunch that was Antichrist. Because there's a whole world around us that's Antichrist tonight. There's a whole bunch of people that don't want you to pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's okay to pray. It's okay to do this or that as long as you don't mention the name of Jesus. But I thank God tonight, praise the Lord, that there's a Savior and He's real. And His name is Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. He's nothing wrong with the name of Jesus. He's the greatest thing. He's the greatest thing I ever met. He's the greatest ever, I think, that I ever had an opportunity to come to know.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. But I'm glad. Amen. When all the others was falling away and going away, I'm going to just draw closer to Him. Amen. I'm just going to get closer to my Lord, even so the more as I see the day's approach. Amen. He's speaking to these little children. Amen. And He's speaking to us to give us that direction, that assurance that we need. Now, I want to just share some things with you. What we can know is God's little children tonight. And when we begin to get the facts, amen, when we begin to compile the facts, praise God, it gives us that right relationship, it gives us that right attitude, and it gives us the right harmony that we need to worship God. Amen? So it's God's little children. He gives us, number one, that assurance of salvation. Amen? He gives us that assurance, praise God. He paid the price for us and that we're His. Amen. Look over in 1 John chapter 5. Now, we're going to flip around here some tonight, but I want you to see this because we are God's, just remember, we are God's little children. We're His. Amen. Praise God. Verse 11 in 1 John chapter 5. He said, "He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. They're dead in their trespasses and sins." Amen. But I'm glad I'm not dead. I'm glad, Brother Bud, I've been made alive. I've got a new birth, praise God. I'm going to live forever, praise God. I'm looking for eternity with Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Praise His name. Amen. He says, "He that hath the Son hath life, he that hath not Son hath not life. Now these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." Amen?
Amen?
Praise the Lord. 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5, verses 11 through 13. That we know that we have eternal life in Christ Jesus. I want to say outside of that is no life at all. I think if we ain't careful, praise God, we can realize that we can really be excited because we are the children of God. Amen. We have that blessed hope. We have the hope of life eternal. That's assurance tonight, praise God, for you and I. Amen. World don't have it. World can't find it. They look for it. And amen, it's elusive to them. But praise God, when you know where to look, amen, when you seek Him early, you'll find Him. And praise God, it doesn't get much better than that. So we see in the Word of God, He said that we have, He's given us eternal life. Amen. And this life is in His Son, 1 John 5 and 11. The Son, the life is in the Son. Amen. You get away from the Son, you die. If somebody takes you and puts you, amen, takes you and puts you somewhere in the dark, amen, you don't make it long, you'll fizzle up and die. They say you know, the best thing that you can do every morning is get up out of the bed and get the word of sunlight. The first morning rays, Brother Charles, hits you in your eyes. They said it stimulates you and it revives you. Amen. I love it. I love it early morning, get up there and get that sun, get that early morning sun is shining on me. Praise God. It stimulates me. Amen. Praise God. I start the day with the sun. Amen. Amen. You start the day with the sun. Praise God. You can have fun all day long. Amen. Just rejoice in Him. Praise God from the beginning. And it just don't get no better. Praise God. He said, but that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. On who? The Lord Jesus Christ. So we put our faith and trust Him. He said, God's little children have that blessed assurance. He gives us assurance that we belong to God. Amen. God claims us. He accepts us. We become His own. Amen. Praise the Lord. He bought us and paid for us. The price is paid in full. We become children of God. We become those that property of the Lord Jesus Christ under the day of redemption. One day He's going to come redeem us to Himself, take us to be with Him where He is, because He's already paid for us. Amen. A lot of folks in the world today is lost and undone without God. Praise God. But God already died. Jesus already died for them too. Amen. He's already paid the price for them. All they got to do is accept it. Accept Him, praise God, and they can be free. But we have that. As God's little children, we have assurance that God saved us and He'll keep us. Amen. Not only does He assure us of salvation, when we get assurance, that assurance brings fellowship. Amen? Amen? Amen. That's why we can come together, worship God, have a good time in the Lord. Amen? It's good. Yeah. We don't have to go over here hungover, drunk, or staggering around, praise God. We can have fellowship in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In His goodness, praise God, as God begins to minister to us. We begin to realize our salvation. That salvation turns into fellowship. 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1 verse 3. He said, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, when we get linked up with the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we get a fellowship that's perfect. Yeah. We get a fellowship that has no flaws. We get a fellowship with one that loves us and cares for us and helps us and encourages and lifts us up and gives us all that we'll ever need. Amen. In the fellowship, we have it. But you know what's wrong with the world today? We try to have fellowship with everything else. And we get so involved that we forget the fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ and we forget the fellowship with one another. Amen. He said, we need each other in these last days that we live. Amen. You need encouragement from the Lord. I need encouragement from the Lord. And we need to encourage each other in the Lord. Amen. That's why he said, Paul would tell him, said, not to fail to assemble yourself together as the custom of some is. He said, some of them got accustomed to just laying at the house, not fellowshipping. Amen. Not looking for an opportunity to come together in the Lord. But he said, as the days approach, as things get bad, amen, we need that fellowship more and more. Amen. As things get harder around us, as adversities and trials come, praise God, we need each other. We need somebody that we can say, hey, call you up and say, hey, would you pray about this? I need you to help me to pray. Amen. It makes all the difference. Say, well, where does that come? That comes from the essence of fellowship. Because he said our fellowship is in the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father. And said we have that relationship with Him, then we can have a relationship with each other. And praise God, the fellowship in His good. Amen. I'd rather have fellowship with my brothers and sisters in Christ than anybody I know. Amen. There's a lot of things you can do in the world. But I used to like to go to them NASCAR racing when I was a teenager, boy. That was the thing. I used to love that. I used to like to go watch them old cars run around in a circle. Amen. But and I thought, man, we're having a good time. And the fellowship, my goodness. But then you think about it now, I thought, man, that was stupid. People all around you drinking and smoking and up-chucking and all kind of ungodliness. Amen? Talking in the vilest language that you could ever hear. Amen? And I thought, man, I thought we were having fellowship. I mean, I didn't even know what fellowship was. But I'm thinking day and hour that we live, we don't know what fellowship is. You get with the brothers and sisters in Christ, praise God. You find you a place where you can get together and just worship and brag on Jesus together. Amen. Amen. Hey, don't be ashamed of your Savior. He said, if you're ashamed of me, so I'll be ashamed of you before the Father. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm ready to talk about Jesus. I'm ready to fellowship in the name of my Lord. Amen. Praise God. I'm fellowshipping in my Father and in the Son, His Son, Jesus Christ. That fellowship, as God's little children, praise God, I've got assurance of my salvation, praise God, and I can fellowship and lift His name and praise Him tonight for how good He is. Amen. Amen. And it just keeps getting better and better. And so the assurance brings the fellowship. Amen. And with the fellowship, you get to experience the joy. Amen. We get to experience joy in 1 John chapter 1, verse 4. He said, in these things write we unto you that your joy may be full. Amen. Praise God. He said, when you realize that God saved you and He loved you and He's going to keep you, praise God, and the fellowship with the brothers and sisters of Christ, amen, the fellowship with God that trickles down, that gives you that fellowship with each other. He said, it just don't get no better. And He said, it just gives you joy in your heart that you can't even imagine. Amen. He said, that joy that you have, John knew something about joy and fellowship with the Lord. This John was the one that had laid his head on the Lord's breast and heard the heartbeat of God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And he could write about that fellowship with God's little children, knowing Him, praise God, and having that joy that comes with it. Amen. You know what's wrong with the most of us? Praise God, no devil's come along and he stole our joy. Amen. He's taken our joy away. But it's time to get our joy back. And when you realize that you're a child of the King, praise God that you've been born again, and if you ain't, it's a good time to get there. Amen. And allow God to give you that assurance, allow God to give you that fellowship, praise God, so you can experience joy. Amen. And if you've lost your joy, praise God, it's a good time to get it back. Amen. Just get back close to the Lord. Realize, just thank Him, praise Him, ask to forgive you. Your sins come with a heart of repentance. Amen. There's nothing wrong with the child of God repenting. Amen. If God convicts your heart, praise God. If God brings a godly sorrow upon your heart. Now, I'm not talking about a worldly sorrow, because a worldly sorrow won't change you. A worldly sorrow, praise God, you'll make a little old statement, you'll pop your blowgun, go back right the way you went. But a godly sorrow, when we realize that we broke the heart of God, that we've done things that's contrary to God and His goodness and His love, praise God, and we repent of that, that means we turn away from it and we go over the other way, never looking back on that, never going back to that.
Amen.
Amen. See what happens sometimes, we get going down, we get sidetracked and we take a wrong turn. Amen. And we take a wrong turn, you lose your joy. Amen. Praise the Lord. We've all done it, right? We've lost our joy. We took that wrong turn. We went in the wrong direction. But ain't you glad God will chase you and He'll bring it to your attention. He'll bring you back, praise God, and He'll put you on the right path. He'll restore that joy. I won't say if there's anything in your heart tonight that's keeping you from having the joy of God Almighty in your soul, praise God, just go and get it fixed. Come get it fixed. I wouldn't wait. I wouldn't procrastinate. I'd get it fixed tonight.
Amen.
Amen. So I can experience that joy because I've got that assurance. Because I have that fellowship with God Almighty. It's real. And joy fills my soul because I know that my Redeemer liveth.
Amen.
And He's the Lord of my heart. Amen. He's the Lord of my life. Praise God. I know that I have victory. Victory over what, preacher? Victory over sin. Amen. Used to sin was always on my path. It was always on my trail. Hey, the devil don't let up none. But praise God, when you commit yourself to God, when you submit yourself to God, amen, put up resistance. He don't bother you as much as He did, praise God, because He's got more important things to do with people that's more willing to follow Him. Amen. So we begin to realize that we have the victory. As God's little children, we have victory in Jesus. Victory over sin. Look at 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. Here He says again, God, He's speaking God's little children. He said, my little children, these things write I unto you. He's speaking to me and you. John's talking to us. God's speaking to us. That ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. What God says here, He said, write unto you that ye sin not. He said, don't commit willful sin. If there's things in your life, God convicts you. He says it's wrong in your life, praise God. He said, don't do it. Don't go there. But He said, if we accidentally mess up, if we do something we oughtn't to do, He said, we have an advocate with the Father, which is Christ Jesus the Lord.
Amen.
He's the one that intercedes for us. He's our advocate, praise God, with the Father on high, and He's there for us. And He is the propitiation, that atonement for sin, for your sins, and not for yours out, for ours only. Little children, amen. Not for ours only, little children, but also for the sins of the whole world. Amen. If we sin, He said that we ought not to sin. Amen. We ought to seek and desire not to. We ought to try to the best of our ability not to. But one day somewhere, we will mess up. Amen.
Right. Amen.
You will, I will, we will mess up. Amen. But God Almighty, praise God, if we'll repent, ask God right away, right now, quick, fast, and hurry, forgive us that sin. He said, we have an advocate with the Father. Praise God, it'll cover it by the blood.
Amen.
He said, He's our atonement for sin.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Take it out of the way. Won't that be brought up no more? Won't be remembered against us? Praise the Lord. Because we have victory over sin. Amen. Victory. Don't you see why we ought to be shouting?
Yeah.
We ought to be praising God because we're God's little children. John said, we're God's little children. He loves us so. This is a whole book of love. Because
yeah.
He loves us so much. He loves us enough to give us victory over sin as God's little children. But He also loves us enough as God's little children to warn us, amen, about false teachers. He warns us about those false principles that have come into our life. In 1 John chapter 2 and verse 26. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 26. He says this. He said, these things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which you have received of Him abideth in you. And you need not to any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things and is truth. Amen. Now watch this. He said, it is no lie. And even as it hath taught you, you shall abide in Him.
Amen.
He said, we know what truth is. So we don't have to believe a lie.
Amen.
It's amazing to me that how easy people will believe a lie. Even when the truth sounds better. Amen. Have you ever noticed human nature? We'll believe a lie even if the truth sounds better. But he said, praise God, if we know the truth, praise God, he said, just believe the truth. Amen. He said, that hath been taught to you. He said, if you do that, you'll abide in him. Amen. We have an abiding place in Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. In John chapter 4, verse 1, he said, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. He said, this is how you know. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody gets telling you that Jesus was, that it doesn't matter that he was born of a virgin in a stable a long time ago. Praise God. Say, listen, you're wrong. Jesus was born, praise God. He is the Son of God. He was born to take away sins. Amen. He said, anybody that doesn't believe that, that tries to tell something else, he said, is wrong. He said, every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God, and this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. He said, greater is the Lord Jesus Christ that dwells in us than the devil that's trying to deceive us in the world. He said, we've been empowered from on high. Amen. And he's that rules the prince and power of this present world. But I'm glad I've got the power that's overcome him. One that has all power in heaven and on earth. He's the one that directs my path. He said, verse 5, he said, they are of the world. Therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Amen. He said that we're a discerner, praise God. We're the true believers. Amen. We don't believe the false stuff because the true stuff sounds better. Amen. I'm thank God for the truth, don't you? The truth of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. It sets men free. It gives us that victory. Praise God. It keeps us from being snookered by false teachers. Amen. Praise God. But God's little children, we know, praise God. We know that God loves us and He cares for us. We know what God is to us tonight. Amen. What is God to you? God is a lot of things. Amen. John says that God is light. Amen. He said that God is light in 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. He said, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Amen. God is that light that lights our path, praise God. He lights the path of those little children, praise God, as we march along for his glory. He doesn't leave us in the dark. He said, He said, in him there's no darkness at all. Light's always on. Better than Motel 6. Amen. Praise God. The Lord's always a shining for us. Amen. Giving us that light. Praise God. In verse 6 it says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Amen. The reason our fellowship's messed up, the reason the joy's gone, we don't have the assurance of the Lord Jesus Christ because we don't trust the truth. Amen. If we say that we have fellowship with him and we're walking in darkness, amen, that can't be true because there's no darkness in him. Hello? If your old flesh is trying to take you in the dark places, amen, we ought to realize the light ought to come up and say, you know what? God ain't in this. God, hey, listen, newsflash, God will never take you into darkness.
Amen.
Amen. God will take you into a marvelous light, praise God, where you can see all the things around you. Have you ever noticed people, they show all these people going to these bars and stuff, and how all these bars is real darkly lit, dimly lit. Amen? You know why? Because evil loves darkness. Amen? They like the evil things in this world, evil people in this world like darkness. Amen. Because there's no light in them. And they desire that that's more like them. Could you imagine how it changed the world if the government come along and said, listen, all the bars in Asheville, praise God, all these beer joints popping up everywhere, praise God, you got to be lit up with the lightest fluorescent lights that you can put in there. Amen. Where all the old drunks, Brother Bill, when they pile in there, you can see every one of them, but see their red beady eyes right in front of you. I guarantee you it changed the focus of Asheville, praise God, in just a while. You illuminate all the wickedness that's there. Point it out. Let them see it. And you know what they'd do? Probably the first time they went there, they'd look around at those old red beady eyes. Amen. And the smoke and the dinginess of that awful place and the drunken stupor in that place. And you say, do I look like them? Do I look like that? Something would begin to click. Something would begin to change. Because the light on them, praise God, it would manifest who they are. See, that's why the world loves darkness rather than light. Because their deeds are evil. Amen. And when the lights, when they're illuminated by the Word of God, amen, it shows them the error of their ways and the goodness of God's. But he says, if those that's walking in darkness that have claimed that they have fellowship, amen, and walk in darkness, he said, they lie and the truth's not in them. Who is the truth, Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. They're deceived. He said, but if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another in the blood of Jesus Christ. His Son cleanses us from all sin. Amen. He said, there's a fellowship, a relationship. He said, He calls us God's little children. Amen. We fit in. Praise the Lord. So that's what we know as God's little children, that God is light. He's that marvelous light. Amen. As Brother Jeff already said, we know that God is love. Amen. He is love. That's who He is. That's the very essence and the significance of God. Look at 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 8. So he that loveth not knoweth not God. For God is love. Let me ask you a question tonight. Do you love people? Amen. Amen. Do you? Somebody said, yeah. One of them kids. Amen. You love people, then you know, praise God, that you, if you don't love people, praise God, then you don't belong to God, you're not one of God's little children. Because He said, God is love. And we can't be His if we don't love people. He that loveth not knoweth not God. If you don't love people, praise God, He said, you don't know who God is. Because God is love. Amen. I think Christians, hey listen Christian folk, I think we struggle with this. Amen? We struggle with love. And we struggle with being loved. Amen? If we ain't careful, we'll build a wall because we don't think somebody loves us because they might end up breaking their heart. So we build up walls, and if we ain't careful, we build them all around us so we have our little safe space. But what we do is we end up hedging ourselves about without any love. Amen. I tell you, if somebody wants to love you, praise God, let them. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
If somebody wants to love you, let them. Don't push them away. You say, well, preacher, what do I do? Love them back. Amen. Love them back, praise God. He said, because love is of God. Because God is love. Amen. He said, well, preacher, I'm afraid somebody will hurt my heart. Look at verse 18. There is no fear in love. Amen. What? I said again, there is no fear in love. There's nothing to be afraid of. Amen. It's not to be afraid of putting you out there and letting somebody love you. There's nothing wrong with going out there, praise God, in loving other people. Showing, manifest to them the love of Christ. It's the way it ought, hello? It's the way it ought to be. Amen. Don't hold back. Love unreservedly. Pour out your love. Praise God. Hey, listen, you say, well, preacher, I try to love people, but they don't, nobody love me back. Amen. That's all right. Praise God. Just love them anyway. Amen. Praise God. Just keep loving them anyway. He said, there's no fear in love. But perfect love casteth out fear. Amen. Perfect love, you it gets rid of fear. It runs away. It runs fear away. It gets rid of when we have a perfect love. Because fear hath torment. There's torment and fear. We oughtn't to be afraid, praise God, because, well, number one, we oughtn't to be afraid, Brother Kevin, of the love of God. Amen? Because God loves us. And God loves us unconditionally. Amen. See, the reason we have problems with love is because we love with conditions. You know, I'm going to love such and such, but if he ever... Right? Amen? But if he says one thing... But that's not the love of God. The love of God is unconditional love. Amen. We love each other, praise God, unconditionally. Even when somebody disappoints us. And we will. Amen. We'll disappoint each other, Brother Chris, all down through this life. We'll fail each other, let each other down, disappoint each other. We will. That's who we are. We're human beings. Amen. But that shouldn't change the fact that we love each other, praise God, because God first loved us. We shouldn't let that fear, praise God, of failure, amen, hinder us from just loving each other anyway. Amen. Why? Because God says we're His little children. And God's little children love each other. Amen. We love each other. Praise His holy name. The Bible says in chapter 4, verse 19, said, we love Him because He first, what? Loved us. Amen. Because He first loved us. You know how to get that love from somebody else? By loving them first. Amen? Praise the Lord. By loving first. I love my wife, I think, before she loved me. Amen? I think so, because I loved her enough that I'd aggravate her. I mean, she'd come down the hall. You know, my classroom was in my sixth-period classroom, and she'd come down the hall, and I'd intercept her before she got to hers. And I'd hold her up there and talk to her, you know, and I would hinder her. Amen. I mean, you know, I just because I locked her in a locker, set her on top of the locker, set her in the water fountain. Amen. That ain't not like true love. Amen. True love make you do goofy things. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then I graduated from school, went on, praise God, and... 6-7 months later, I called her up and asked her for a date. Amen. Asked her for a date. And she said yes. Glory be to God. It amazed me. Because I treated her in so many ways because I was in love. Amen. She said, well, preacher, don't love me. Amen. Can't stand that kind of love. But we do goofy things when we truly love somebody. Amen? Because we first loved, because Jesus first loved us. Praise God. And then it says in verse 20 says, and if a man say, I love God and hate his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? Amen? You know, we say, well, you know what, I don't love such and such. I don't. Amen. He said, "How can we do that and praise God and say that we love God? Because we see them, but said we can't see God. But amen." So he said, "But if we love God, he said we can love our brother. We can love our sisters in Christ." Amen. He said, "This commandment have we from Him that he who loveth God loveth his brother." Amen. He said, so the children of God love each other. Amen. And we're not afraid to show forth that love. To help each other, encourage each other, to love each other. Amen. Love each other to death. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because we can. Amen. Because that's what God's little children do. Amen. So we realize that God's light, God's love, but God's also the Spirit of truth. Amen. I want you to know that I ain't telling you something off the cuff. I'm just telling you what God says. What John says, God says, praise God, because God loves you and you're God's little children. The Spirit of God is true. John chapter 5, 1 John chapter 5, verse 6. He said, this is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. He said, we little children, we know that what I'm telling you tonight is truth from God. It's God's truth because He loves you as His little children. We are God's little children tonight, and that's of a truth. Amen. We can't deny it, because, and we shouldn't want to, because God has chosen us. He's called us with a high calling to be one of His. Amen. Praise God, and we're in this thing together. We're family. Amen? Hello?
Yes, sir.
We're family. We're members of one accord. Praise the Lord. And as family is, family does. But we still should love one another. Amen? Children should walk in light. Children should walk in love. And children should believe and obey the truth, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. God's little children. That's who we are. Amen? Amen. Whose children you are.
Amen.
Tonight in Christ Jesus. We're His. We belong to Him. We are, you are God's little children. Amen? Just rejoice and be glad in it. Everywhere you go, every day and every way, just rejoice. Praise God, Brother Kevin, because you are children of God. Amen? Praise God. How do you know? Because God said so.
Amen.
Amen.